Christian Crusaders warmly welcomes each of you today, whether you've tuned in for the first time or are a longtime friend. Our service will be conducted by the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order tapes or printed copies of today's sermon will be shared at the close of the service. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Once there were 10 tired Christians who turned into 10 nervous Christians in the twinkling of an eye. There are many nervous Christians in our day, and we're going to talk about that in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, as we live in the Word, we hear again and again how you make reference to peace, a peace of mind, a serenity in life. O God, we pray that we may learn how to live this life comparatively free of worry, comparatively free of nervousness, because we have learned that when the anxieties and the difficulties come, you are there with us. Speak to us through your word this day, and may our souls be quieted, for we ask it in your holy name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Mark, beginning with verse 35. On that day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them just as he was in the boat, and other boats were with him. And a great storm of wind arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him, and they said to him, "Teacher, do you not care if we perish?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you no faith? and they were filled with awe, and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even wind and sea obey him?" The Gospel for this day.
Jesus shall reign where'er the sun does his successive journeys run. His kingdom stretched from shore to shore,
friends in Christ. The text today tells us a story of 10 tired Christians who turned into 10 nervous Christians in the twinkling of an eye. The crowds who came to hear Jesus preach were large, and sometimes they were very difficult. Days had gone by and they had not had very much rest, so Jesus told the disciples that they would get away. He said to them, "Let's go to the other side of the sea." They got into the boats, and as they crossed the Sea of Galilee, there was a squall that came up, and the waves broke over the boat. Now, you really have to have lived around the ocean to understand what really was happening. Maybe a big lake would give you that same sensation, but there is something about the mighty ocean and its roar when there is a wind that gets your attention. I recall those days when I lived on the rocky shores of Maine, and once in a while we would be around the sea when there was a big storm. It was something to behold. Now, obviously, on the Sea of Galilee, there was nothing like this, but it is known that even today, there are squalls that come there and make that body of water very rough and treacherous. Here they were caught in the middle of it. The boat was being tossed to and fro. The disciples were afraid that they were going to drown, but they knew that they had to do something beyond themselves. They were in over their head. They were tired and without strength and helpless. That was the situation they found themselves in the middle of a storm. But Jesus was in the stern of the boat sleeping. And so one of these nervous disciples shouted, "Teacher, don't you care if we drowned?" Then it was that Jesus got up from the cushions and went and rebuked the wind and the water, and the sea was suddenly very quiet. Then he turned to them, and I believe with a loving and a compassionate voice, and said, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" As if to say, "Don't you know that I was with you? Don't you know that I would protect you?" Then they asked a question that the millions of people have asked ever since then. "Who is this person? Even the winds and the waves obey him." They were still getting acquainted with Jesus. They had been with him now for a long time. But isn't it true that no matter how long you live with Jesus in his word, there is always a new insight into this Son of God and the Savior of the world? It's a beautiful story, but it is more than a story. And we do it an injustice if we leave it simply as an event that took place nearly 2,000 years ago on that little body of water known as the Sea of Galilee. This story teaches us a lesson about walking through the real storms of life. And we know what those storms of life are if we have lived on this earth very long. In the twinkling of an eye, a comparatively quiet, free from trouble life is thrown into the midst of chaos. Like the disciples, our lives are not without major problems. But there comes a time when these major problems really hit us. Then it's just like being on the sea. Our little boats are tossed to and fro, and we who thought that we were so powerful and mighty and had everything in order, suddenly see how helpless we really are. And then it is in our prayers we cry out, sometimes even with a note of bitterness, "Where are you, Lord? You said you would be with me, and here I am in the midst of this terrible, terrible storm. Can you not come and comfort me? Where are you? Why did this storm have to come?" Yeah, there are storms, aren't there? Interesting storms. Storms that, when we take a look at them in retrospect, we almost have to chuckle just a little bit. I remember that it was in the winter time of 1969 and 70. My wife and I were there in our home, I imagine alone. All was quiet, without a doubt a fire in the fireplace. It was a Friday night, and tomorrow would be Saturday when the final preparations would be made for the worship service, and then Sunday, that great event, when we and the people of God would meet in our church and sing our praises to Him. The doorbell rang. I had been sleeping. I was awakened from a nap. As I opened up the door that had been locked, there stood our oldest daughter. She was a student at St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota, nearly 200 miles away. And that bitter cold night with snow on the ground, here this person who was so precious to my wife and me stood. And there was a man with her. I didn't know what to do. My first thought was, "Natalie, how did you get here?" And she said, "We hitchhiked." I said, "On this cold night, you hitchhiked? Why didn't you call me? I would have sent you the money for a bus ticket, or I would even have come to get you. I don't like you on that road, hitchhiking. You could have gotten in with a stranger, and he could have killed you." And I went on, and finally she said, "Dad, could you be quiet? May we come in?" And she came in, and her friend along with her. She introduced me to Bob. We'd heard quite a bit about Bob lately. She had become very interested in this person. He was a pre-medical student, and she was too, and so they had a lot to do together in the laboratory. She thought he was pretty neat, and realizing that she was a person with great choice, I realized that he really must be quite neat. So here was a shocking experience. Here was a man with hair going down beyond his shoulders. A person who looked kind of afraid. A person who had an old coat on. And he had taken our daughter and they had hitchhiked down the highway. As of today, that man who became our son-in-law can laugh and say, "The first meeting was not very cordial as far as you were concerned." True. I had moved in the twinkling of an eye from being a tired Christian to being a nervous Christian. What was my daughter getting herself into? Was there not something better that she could do than to enter into a relationship with a person like that, who couldn't even cut his hair and appeared decently when he was coming to meet the person or the persons who might become his in-laws? Well, he spent the weekend with us, and I began to see another side of him, but I wasn't going to let it on. My wife was much more kind. We saw to it that they got back in a normal way to the college campus. It wasn't very long before we got to know Bob. And it wasn't very long before the hair came off. And lo and behold, here was this fine-looking young man with a keen mind and a faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, who went through the medical school together with our daughter and went on to become pediatricians. She could never have found a finer husband. But in the twinkling of an eye, this person who speaks to you today thought he was in control, and he did not want his daughter getting mixed up with anybody who was like the appearance of that man. Yeah. That's a storm. That's the times that we can feel like we don't know which way to turn. We're helpless. I've often thought, I wonder what Bob's parents must have thought when they saw our daughter for the first time. Oh, I'm sure that she looked very nice and perhaps gave a fine appearance, but maybe they saw things in her personality that they were not too happy with either. You see, we live and everything is fine, and these are the children that we have raised, and we want the highest for them, and all of a sudden our plans are set aside. But God is with the situation. That is one thing that this text is teaching us today. I think again of a close friend. He was very successful in his business. Everything was going along just fine. And then the agricultural economy suddenly turned around, and a large investment that he had in this business was lost nearly overnight. He was a person who had become a very wealthy man, and now, in the twinkling of an eye, he didn't have hardly any money left. The waves got pretty high in his life. That's where it is. You can become a very nervous Christian when something unheard of and unexpected enters into your life. This person, too, came to understand that he was not the Almighty, but the Almighty was with him. And the years went by, and everything was done that had to be done to take care of the financial problems. And today, he is a very healthy, fine, committed Christian, trusting Jesus Christ, and financially all is well. Think of the storms that come when it gets to the matter of health, friend. The skies are black, and we anticipate the storms. But when they come, our hearts are gripped with fear. And we ask ourselves the question, how will we handle it? We know that as we grow older, the body begins to wear out. We understand as we read the obituaries and look around and see that our friends are either ill or in homes for the aged or have died. We know that we're no exception. But then all of a sudden, it suddenly happens, sometimes very quickly, and other times over a period of years. But then come the storms, this and that, and our lives are so drastically changed. That's the storm. Enough about the storm. In the boat with us as we sail over life's sea is Jesus Christ. The voice of Jesus Christ brings us an invitation. And this is the best part of the sermon. The disciples turned to Jesus. They knew exactly where to go. And I trust that you and I know where to go too. They did not go to one another. They did not go to themselves. They knew that they were helpless. But they knew that there was one whom they had turned to so often, and he would be adequate. That's the way it is with us. When the storms of life come, there is the invitation from our Lord Jesus Christ to come to him. Will he always quiet the storms? You know the answer. It is no. He will not always quiet our storms, but he will always ride with us through the stormy sea until we sail safely into the harbor of heaven. Is that enough? You say, not really. I know that there is an eternity, and I anticipate that time, but I am concerned about this life. Well, if we're concerned that there be no storms, then the Bible offers us no hope. But if we are content with what the Lord Jesus Christ has promised to us, that if you will abide with me, I will sail through the stormy seas of life with you. That, my friend, is the promise. And that is where you and I have to be content. And as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will sense his presence closer to us all the time. The voice of Jesus Christ speaks to us today. This is no new story. I'm sure that when you were a little child, on your Sunday school bench, some Sunday school teacher told you about when Jesus and the disciples were almost shipwrecked. It was one of my favorite stories when I was in Sunday school. You've heard hundreds of sermons, I'm sure, if you've been regular attenders in church on this particular text. It's one of the texts that comes around every 2 or 3 years in some of our churches, and it's one that I always love to preach on. I never skip that one. There's nothing new about this, but it is far more than just a review of biblical history. It carries with it this dynamic message that the storms of life are real. They come up quickly. We do not anticipate all of them. When they come, we are not adequate to take care of them ourselves. But Jesus Christ is telling that story to us today through his inspired writer, Mark, in order that you and I may have an understanding of what it is to live securely with Jesus Christ by our side. And so the challenge is this: empowered by the Holy Spirit, let Jesus Christ take us by the hand and say, now look, you've heard enough about this, that I'm with you always. Why don't you begin to practice it? Why don't you take those cares that are found in the innermost parts of your soul on this particular Sunday? And why don't you say, God, you know the storms in my life, and they are very, very difficult for me. I've carried them so long, and they have affected me in so many different ways. But today, as I hear your word, I give them over to you. You will be surprised, friend, that you will experience a peace beyond all understanding. That's our Savior. That's the one who wants to serve us. That's the one who is adequate. We don't have to go around as nervous Christians. That doesn't mean that we'll not have our moments when we're a bit upset, until we get a hold of ourselves and hold on to Jesus. But we don't have to live one day after another. And if people say, I know she's a Christian, or I know that he says that he trusts in God, but why are they so nervous? Let that not be said of us. But may they see us as men and women of God, who find our security and our peace in a Savior who walks with us through the storms. Amen. Lord Jesus, we bring before your throne of grace today many people who are living, as we speak, in storms. Storms in their homes, among members of their family, storms that affect their health, storms that are forever with them, frightening them because they have lost a loved one, and they know not what to do as they face the future. May your word have spoken to them this day. May they learn to cast their cares on you. And now may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ rest and abide with us all. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. It is our prayer that the gospel message heard today will lighten your path in the coming days. Christian Crusaders is a listener-supported nonprofit ministry. We thank each of you for your continued financial support. Many of our listeners are shut-ins and rely on our radio broadcast for their weekly worship service. Sometimes, those who need our program are the least able to send financial support. We ask those who God has blessed with abundance to support the ministry as you are able. We thank each of you for your gifts and your prayers. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will help defray mailing and production costs. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's christiancrusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 38 years.